Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. There's a PAC, a political action committee in Washington, D.C., called Government is Not God. Boy, that's the good that's a good name for a PAC. Government is Not God. And they took out a full-page ad, an open letter to, wow, this is so interesting, to John McCain in an Arizona newspaper, headlined, No Mitt, and telling McCain, do not choose Mitt Romney as a running mate, because if you do, it's been documented that Mitt Romney is not pro-life, and it makes two arguments against him. It says, first of all, he authorized government-funded abortion for a $50 copay in Massachusetts. That's a couple years after his phony pro-life conversion. And secondly, he aggressively promoted homosexual marriage in the state of Massachusetts. And so, therefore, don't choose Mitt Romney if you think it's going to help you get the support of pro-life conservative Christians. What a great full-page ad by Government is Not God, PAC, Political Action Committee. So that the chairman of that effort is William Murray. And perhaps later in the show, we'll get William on the line from Washington, D.C. Also, major article in the U.K. about 2008 will be the year the world will cool down. And that's quite the kick. Global warming is not what it's cracked up to be. And then, boy, the movie Expelled is coming out opening weekend in 2 weeks, April 18th to the 20th. An American Right to Life has put out a major press release about the movie Expelled, and it's already led to another theater adding a screen. Now, Expelled is going to open on 800 screens nationwide, and those who are advocating, those who are encouraging people to go see Expelled, we want this to open on more screens. Well, it turns out now there are 801 screens. Thanks to a press release put out by American Right to Life. I'll tell you about that in a bit. And we're going to join in on a movie marathon in 2 weeks. That is, a number of people will be going to every showing of the movie Expelled at a Denver area theater on opening weekend. And perhaps you could come to one or two of those showings and join the rest of us. We're going to have a great time, so I'll tell you about that. And then also, this weekend was a big weekend for the personhood effort in Colorado. There was a fundraising dinner in Denver, another in Colorado Springs. They were both a great success. 62,000 signatures so far. 62,000 signatures are in. And at the Friday night dinner, Colorado Right to Life presented sponsor Christy Burton, 20-year-old law student, who sponsored this personhood amendment effort with a gift. It was Susan Sutherland, one of the board members, and in front of the sellout crowd, she said, Christy Burton, I'd like to present you with a small token of our love and appreciation. And she gave her a stack of petitions with 2,063 signatures. So that brought the number to 64,000 signatures, 64,000, and a significant amount of funds came in Friday night and again Saturday night. And so the campaign is absolutely supercharged and headed to the November ballot. Now, it's the Secretary of State's office that will decide whether or not we have achieved sufficient valid signatures. And so the volunteers are pressing full speed ahead because Planned Parenthood, of course, will sue in court to try to get as many petitions thrown out, as many signatures thrown out as they can for whatever excuse they can find. And we need over 100,000 signatures to make sure we have the cushion to get 76,000 valid signatures. So if you're part of the effort, please keep pressing on. If you need a blank petition, please, I'll give you the phone number for Colorado Right to Life. They're a distribution point. They'll be happy to send you one. Or if you'd like to donate, you could call Colorado Right to Life, and you could donate. It's not deductible because this is 100% for political activity. And so the phone number, that's the way our government has set up the laws. If you have free speech for political reasons, you cannot deduct anything you spend toward that end from your taxes. The phone number for Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394. 303-753-9394. Now, this out of the United Kingdom, and this was linked to from Drudge this morning, the world will experience global cooling this year, according to a leading climate scientist. The head of the World Meteorological Organization said La Nina. You know about La Nina, right? El Nino is when there's a warming in the Pacific, and that warms up the Pacific, and that comes across North America, Central America, South America, and it affects the climate, especially of the Americas and of the world to some degree. And El Niños, which means the boy, that's a pretty common phenomenon. And every maybe 6-7 years or so, there's a La Niña, which means the girl, and that's when it cools down. So the head of the World Meteorological Organization said La Niña, that's the weather phenomenon which is cooling the Pacific right now, is likely to trigger a small drop in average global temperatures compared with last year. And, of course, this was a bitterly cold winter in the Arctic, in China, and in many places around the world. So the news that the Earth appears to be cooling would seem to contradict most experts who say that global warming is melting ice at the poles. Now, we've announced findings in the past months where there's actually over a major chunk of Antarctica, there's a significant increase in ice over the last year or two, as had been seen previously. However, and this is the last excerpt from this article we'll look at, however, the World Meteorological Organization insists that this year's cooling has nothing to do with global climate change. Yeah, I guess not. I guess not. I guess they can't prove global warming from global cooling. That's a bit tough. Okay, now we have American Right to Life. I love this about American Right to Life. They are fighting for the right to life of the unborn and against euthanasia and suicide. But they recognize that that issue doesn't exist in a vacuum. That issue exists in the context of God's enduring command, do not murder, and also in the sexual morality of a culture, because a culture that legalizes adultery, fornication, pornography, and so on, will, of course, want to kill its unborn children. And a country that believes we are just animals and we've evolved from slime, they won't care if you kill an unborn child. After all, we're just animals. And so American Right to Life has put out a press release urging people to go to Ben Stein's new movie, Expelled. Go see Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, on opening weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 18th through the 20th. And it turns out that American Right to Life's president, Brian Rohrbaugh, met with the executive producer of Expelled, Mark Mathis, 1 year before the start of production, a year before they started to produce the movie. And Brian was subsequently interviewed by the producers, and he encouraged the filmmakers to explore the connection between Darwinism, Darwinian evolution, and the Nazis and their Holocaust, and abortion and Planned Parenthood. Well, now it's more than a year, couple years later, and we thank the Lord that this major movie being released has done exactly that, a sneak preview attended by members of American Right to Life here in the Denver area, confirms that Ben Stein and the producers of this movie Expelled, that they've done just that. And this is absolutely thrilling. In fact, the press release goes on to also make the connection between evolution and not only the Holocaust and the slaughter of children by Planned Parenthood, but also with the Columbine murders and so many of the recent school shootings where the shooters are huge fans of evolution and they believe that they're doing natural selection a service by killing the weaker organisms. And so this press release goes back in history to 8 years ago, 9 years ago almost, and it looks at the autopsy for one of the Columbine murderers, and this is from the Rocky Mountain News. One of the murderers was wearing a white T-shirt during the crime with the inscription Natural Selection on its front. It is not clear, and this is quoting from the Rocky Mountain News, from their news report. They're not quoting an observer. This is their own news report. So one of the murderers wearing a white T-shirt with the inscription Natural Selection on its front. So that's how he dressed that morning, anniversary of Hitler's birthday, to go and murder as many of his classmates as he could. And the Rocky Mountain News wrote of that phrase, natural selection, they wrote, it is not clear what the shirt's inscription referred to, but there is a video game with the same name. Have they ever explored the connection between the belief that between teaching young people that they are animals to the actual outgrowth, the outworking of that belief where young people behave like animals? Have they ever reported on that connection? I mean, how many murderers have to use evolution and the idea that we are animals and that we've come from animals to justify their behavior as animals? How many murderers have to use that as their justification, bragging about it, before the secular media will realize there's a connection? So this is what's happening. Some of the members of American Right to Life have decided to have a movie marathon opening weekend to see Ben Stein's new movie, Expelled. Not just see it on opening weekend, but have a movie marathon and see every showing of the movie at a theater on opening weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is going to be fun. So it turns out the president of a Denver advertising agency, I'm not going to give his name or the name of the agency, but he saw this press release and he contacted American Right to Life and said, hey, I'm in. I want to be part of the movie marathon. I will join whoever you got going to see the movies, and I'll be there from Friday when it opens. See every showing on Friday, every showing on Saturday, and every showing on Sunday. And, you know, there is a strategy, there's a method to this madness, because this movie, Ben Stein's new movie, Expelled, is opening on 800 screens. And if it does well opening weekend, that determines whether or not it will increase the number of screens it's showing on for the rest of that week and the following week. And that's how a movie becomes a cultural icon. The Passion, for example, has significantly changed Hollywood's offerings since that movie came out because of the enthusiastic reception of people who were thrilled that God was treated in the movie not to mock God or to ridicule him, but to honor God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so here, Ben Stein's new movie deals with the issue of origins and God. And there is some mockery in it, but it's by the evolutionists basically making fun of themselves with their comments. Ben Stein just lets them talk to the camera. And so perhaps we could give this movie, in our own small way, a boost. So it turns out that Will Duffy, the founder of the Collaborators Project, has decided to cast his lot in with this movie marathon, and they're calling it Expelled, Go to the Movies. All right, you're expelled from school, go to the movies. That is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to join in. And of the 800 screens that Expelled is supposed to open on 2 weeks from now, it was not going to play at the Colorado Cinemax in Arvada, Old Town, Arvada. It's called Colorado Cinemax, Old Town, 14. It wasn't playing there. It's playing at about 11 theaters, mostly in the Denver area around Colorado, but not there. And that is the closest theater to the Bob and Yurt Live studios. And so we contacted the director of marketing for that theater's chain. They're in Chicago, their headquarters. And we said, hey, have you heard about American Right to Life's movie marathon? And they're holding this event. They're encouraging people to go to every showing. And we're wondering, would you guys add a screen at your Arvada Theater to the opening of Expelled? Because we have a handful of people who want to go to every showing. And their director of marketing said, sure, we'd be happy to do that. And so now Ben Stein's new movie, Expelled, will be opening also in Arvada at the Old Town 14 Theater. So that is a thrill. That is absolutely a thrill. So get ready. Mark your calendars for opening weekend for Ben Stein's movie, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, Friday, April 18th, Saturday the 19th, Sunday the 20th, and I will be attending, as the host of Bob and Yurt Live, I will be attending this movie marathon. It's called Expelled, Go to the Movies, with a number of people on our staff here at Bob and Yurt Live will be doing this. President of a local advertising agency, the founder of the Collaborators Project. We will be seeing every showing of Ben Stein's movie Expelled throughout the entire opening weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's 10 or 12 showings. It's going to cost about $100. You know, we're not going to go in and then sneak into each showing. We're going to pay for a ticket for each showing. And this press release urges people to comply with theater rules, and please do not smuggle in survival items like protein bars or trail mix. Okay. All right. Now, I told you about the full-page ad in an Arizona newspaper taken out by Government is Not God, PAC, Political Action Committee. A brilliant ad laying out the case against Mitt Romney. Well, on the line is the chairman of Government is Not God, William Murray. Bill Murray, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Great, great to be on the show with you, Bob.
Hey, you guys have guts taking out this full-page ad, and just some of the signers on the ad have made news. But could you share with us what is the case, William Murray? What's the case against Mitt Romney? Isn't he a conservative, pro-life Christian?
Well, you know, nobody knows what he is. That really is the problem. And, I mean, there is what he has paid in order to, you know, bought and paid for in order to
right.
get out there what he is.
He is wildly wealthy.
He is extremely wealthy. He made tremendous amounts of money in business because he is one great salesman. And
right.
he sold some concepts that made a lot of money. He's a hedge fund operator. He's made a lot of money on trading. Again, selling, selling, selling. And sometimes he sold things that weren't even there. They were just ideas. And he raised millions of dollars for them. And he thought he could come into the political arena and do the same thing and just sell, 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 whether there was any substance there or not.
And he figured that if he's going to go through the Republican primaries, typically the base is strongly against abortion, and he was pretty radically pro-abortion in his political career.
Well, he was. This is the thing. You don't really know. You know, this is what I think a lot of people, the real problem. As a young man, this man brought up in a church, it was anti-abortion, and he was anti-abortion. Then he was in a period of politics where he needed to be pro-abortion, and he was pro-abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And He was also running where Republicans were liberal, and he publicly disavowed Ronald Reagan when Ronald Reagan was running for the presidency, and he said, "I'm not a Republican, I'm an independent." Then he became a Republican, and then his views started to turn conservative when he put his eyes on the presidency. Well, the problem is we don't know what his views are. Mm. You know, he's gone from pro-life to pro-abortion to pro-life. So you know, what is the view? Now, you know, when George H.W. Bush was vice president, he had a somewhat pro-choice attitude, and Ronald Reagan sat down with him and went over step by step the whole thing, had Everett Koop in there, discussed what a baby is, what was life was, what this, and George H.W. Bush had a change of heart and became anti-abortion. He didn't become pro-abortion again later.
Well, so in other words, Mitt Romney says he became pro-life in 2004, but then later you find him still authorizing spending tax money to kill unborn children.
That's right. And now look, he says he had to. He didn't have to do anything. He could have just stood back and let the legislature do this. But he wanted socialized medicine in Massachusetts. That's the other problem that
right.
Nobody seems to. There's only one state in the nation with socialized medicine that was done by Mitt Romney.
Right, and it's called Romney Care because he really had a hand in crafting that legislation. I think he line-item vetoed it maybe 6 or 7 times. So he crafted that socialized health program in Massachusetts to include what he wanted it to include.
That, yes, he did. And one of those items was a $50 copay for abortion. But here's this goes to another. Let's move along and take another look at another example of exactly the same thing. In Massachusetts, the Supreme Court of Massachusetts ordered the legislature. Now, let me make that clear. Ordered the legislature to make same-sex marriage legal. Now, he being the chief executive of the state, he could have appealed to that to the U.S. Supreme Court, or he could have changed the Constitution, he could have done a bunch of other, but he didn't. But it was the court ordered the legislature to make same-sex marriage legal. He didn't wait for the legislature.
Romney
went ahead and he ordered the same-sex marriage. He ordered the marriage certificates to have husband and wife taken off of them and have the words partner one and partner two put onto them. But he didn't wait for the legislature to do it. He went in and did it himself.
Right. He ordered basically that Massachusetts would begin to issue gay marriage certificates. And they did, like you're saying, he didn't just comply with a corrupt ruling. He got out ahead of everybody.
Well, he didn't have to comply with it. This
right.
is the point I'm trying
exactly
to make.
Exactly right.
He could have waited for this thing to work its way through the legislature, and the legislature may have even have stopped it.
He could have challenged it and then appealed it to the Supreme Court, like you just said.
Or he could have, or if the Supreme Court wouldn't have done it, they could have started to work. If he would have thrown his 100% backing into the legislative efforts to change the Constitution of the state
right.
and stop this, it would have stopped. He made a choice not to do that.
Right, and not only did he do nothing, but he aggressively used the authority he had to facilitate homosexual marriage in the state of Massachusetts. And as we have looked at his actual record with his claims, we've recognized here at Bob and Yurt Live, we're on a 50,000-watt AM station, and William, we've been on the air for 17 years looking at issues like this, but we document them before we start making claims. He has misrepresented his record on issue after issue after issue. He has been aggressively pro-abortion, and he tells the media that he's a pro-life conservative, and the media, including Fox News, is guilty of just repeating Mitt Romney's campaign rhetoric as though they've actually done some reporting or fact-checking. They present him as a pro-life conservative.
Well, look, the media doesn't do any fact-checking anymore. Here, let me give you an example. Our ad was scheduled to run in the Prescott Daily News on Saturday, which means that paper is probably begins to be delivering at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning. The first attack against our PAC and the people that signed that ad and the ad itself was at 7:15 a.m. By Bill Kristol on Fox News. Hmm. That was the first attack. And they went, you know, throughout the day. Here is what really happened with Mitt Romney. This guy spent $100 million. He spent tens of millions of dollars of his own money.
Right.
He came to Washington, D.C. He bought everybody that could be bought. He created a bandwagon effect. It particularly inside the Beltway here, it made it seem like everybody in the world was for Mitt Romney and that he was just going to be the ultimate candidate. He was going to be the candidate no matter what because he could outspend everybody. He created a bandwagon effect, and everybody started to jump on that bandwagon, including Sean Hannity and Bill Kristol and most of the people at Fox, the conservative Washington Times, everybody. You had evangelical leaders.
And William Murray, just to let you know, we're about out of time. But go ahead. Everybody jumped on, not American Right to Life. I tell you, that new national pro-life group, they opposed him, took out ads in Iowa, South Carolina, and Florida against Mitt Romney. They were very effective. But then you guys are still coming out against him, and that's courageous. I want to let you know, I think it's courageous.
Well, it is, and it may not be as courageous when people like them, but what we are going to do is we want to get a clear message, and that clear message is to John McCain. Look, we don't want this guy. And I'm going to tell you something. We succeeded with our little $2,300 ad that we put out there. Just us criticizing him publicly caused a storm of newspaper articles, radio shows, television shows.
You're absolutely right.
Fox
William
News did 8 segments on it. CNN did
William, okay,
segments.
William, we got our music. Could you hang on? I'd like to talk to you 1 minute during a break here. And William Murray, God is not government, GINGPAC.org, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a fabulous school, Maranatha.
Hi, I'm Bob's brother, Brian. I moved my remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call me to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. I have nearly 30 years' experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or maybe a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that all the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Yes, I said, well, wait a second. That's 5% of the proceeds. That's not, I said 5% of the proceeds, Bob, not all. Anyhow, so call for a free estimate to see if we can help you with your next home improvement project. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bob Enyart Live. Call us, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.